Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. What are some ways that we can praise God? Psalm 69 verse 30 says, I will praise God's name in song and glorify Him with thanksgiving. We can sing songs to God. This song is a great one, but there are so many others like, praise Him, all ye little children, right? Or what about, praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Can you think of some other songs that praise God for who He is?
Praise God for who all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God for who
Hi, boys and girls. We have a story today about Paul and Silas. They had some pretty exciting stuff happen to them. But before we find out what happened, we're going to pause and pray that God will send His Spirit to be with us as we study and learn about Him. Lord, please send Your Spirit to give us wisdom, to give us understanding, to help us to know what You want us to learn. In Jesus' name, amen. Satan wanted to stop Paul and Silas from teaching and preaching in Philippi. Remember, Paul and Silas had gone to Philippi over in Macedonia? Now, if you want, I encouraged you last time to pull out a Bible map and look it up and see where it is. We had looked up last time Cyprus, that's where Barnabas and Mark had gone, but Paul and Silas had seen a vision that they were to go to Macedonia, and they showed up in an important city named Philippi, and soon they were teaching and preaching there. While they were there, Satan was not happy, and so he used a slave girl to help him try to stop the message from going to the people. The slave girl made lots of money for her masters by claiming to tell people about their futures. There are people today that claim that if you give them some money, they will tell you what is in your future. Who do you think is helping those people? It's Satan, you're right. Well, this slave girl would go around and people would pay her to tell them what would happen in the future. This particular day, she was following Paul and Silas around. And what did she keep saying about them? Let's look it up in Acts chapter 16, verse 16 and 17. Acts chapter 16. Once you find chapter 16, then we're going to look for verse 16. So Acts chapter 16. Verse 16, and then we're going to read 17 too. If you need a little more time, press pause. When you're ready, press play, and we'll read it together. Here's what it says.
Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation."
What was that slave girl saying? Were the things that she was saying true? Yes, they were. But Satan was making her say those words over and over and over and over. And it was becoming annoying. It was being a nuisance. What would happen if somebody loves cookies and they go around, they say, "I love cookies. I 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 love cookies." Do you think after a while that would get really annoying? And it's true, right? That person probably loves cookies. But to say it over and over and over and over and over, it was bad. People who heard her might start to wonder whether the kind of power that she had was the same power that Paul and Silas had. Well, one day, as she was following Paul and Silas, what happened? Look at verse 18. We were reading 16 and 17. Now we're going to read Acts chapter 16, verse 18. What does that say?
And this she did for many days.
Wow. Paul was annoyed. He's like, this is not helping anything. And he commanded the spirit to come out of her. Well, now people could see that God's spirit in Paul and Silas, that's not the same spirit as Satan's spirit that was in the slave girl. Uh-oh. Satan's plan hadn't worked, and guess what? It made him angry. Do you think he gave up? Oh, no. The slave girl's masters were angry, too. Their slave girl had suddenly become free from Satan. She was in her right mind. And guess what they did? They blamed Paul and Silas because she didn't earn money for them anymore. So what did they do? Let's look at verse 19, 20, and 21. Verse 19, 20, and 21. Acts chapter 16, verse 19, 20, and 21.
But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city, and they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe.
They started blaming Paul and Silas. They took them to the council. They were trying to get them in trouble. They were saying they were Jews, which, well, they were Jewish heritage, but they were teaching about Jesus, the Christ. What is going to happen to them? Do you think that the magistrates and the Roman leaders, do you think that they're going to agree, or do you think they won't? What's going to happen? We'll find out next time. This story reminds me of a story that happened to Jesus. Can you think of a story that was similar to this that happened to Jesus? Do you remember how Jesus had crossed to the other side of the lake? And when he had got there, a man who was demon-possessed came down. And Jesus sent the demons out of the man. Where did he send them? Into the what? Into the pigs. There were 2,000 pigs who were feeding in that area up on the hill. And the demons that were in the man went into those pigs. And then what happened? The pigs went mad. They went crazy. And what did they do? They ran off the ledge and they all drowned and died. And all those people who lived in that area and had those pigs, their money, their livelihood was gone. Were they happy about that? No, they were angry. In fact, they told Jesus to go away. And the demon-possessed man, he wanted to go. Well, now he wasn't demon-possessed, but he wanted to go with Jesus. He said, well, I want to go too. Jesus said, no, go back. Tell them what I have done for you. And that's what he did. And you know what? The next time Jesus visited that area, everyone was excited to see him because of that man who was a missionary. He told them about Jesus and his love. That made a difference. That reminds me of this story. These masters of the slave girl, they lost their money. It's all gone. They could no longer have their money. And so they took Paul and Silas in front of the magistrates. And we're going to find out next time what happened. Boys and girls, Jesus wants you to share your story with others. He wants you to tell them how much he means to you. He wants you to share the joy that you have when you learn about him. And he wants those around us to experience peace and joy and freedom. I know I want to do that today, don't you? Well, let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, thank you so much for these stories that teach us how much you love us, how you want to set us free from Satan. You want to give us a freedom that we are able to have love and joy and happiness in you. Come into our hearts, Lord. Give us your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Our memory verse is Acts chapter 16, verse 31. I love this promise. It says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And you know what? It's not just that person. It says you and your household. That means everyone who's with you. That's kind of like what happened with Lydia today, right? She believed on Jesus, and Paul and Silas came and shared more about him, and her whole household believed. We're going to find out someone else who's going to fall in love with Jesus.
Acts 16:31.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. You will be saved. You will be saved. You and your household. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. You will be saved. You will be saved. You and your household.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.